proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. The sun was setting on Sunday evening, the day of Jesus' resurrection. The disciples were gathered together in the comfort of the upper room in Jerusalem. Having the door shut gave them a sense of security as they dealt with a fear of the Jews. After Jesus had died, they wondered if they were next. But while they were assembled, another person stood in their midst. Who was this? Astonished, the disciples tried to make out the identity of this person. Then they heard these gentle words, "Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you." It was none other than Jesus. He had risen from the dead. The shadows of despair gave way to the light of joy and hope. Jesus gave this common Hebrew greeting again, affirming them of his promise of peace. It was in the same room just a few days ago when he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The peace of God strengthened the disciples and calmed their troubled hearts. Jesus commissioned them, saying, "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." The lives of the disciples were given purpose for the kingdom of God. Next, the disciples were then filled with the Spirit as Jesus breathed on them, reminiscent of the creation of man when God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life and man became a living soul. Even though the baptism of the Holy Spirit would come soon on the day of Pentecost, the disciples received power for the ministry of reconciliation that was ahead of them. But as they enjoyed this glad reunion time in the upper room, Jesus took this opportunity to challenge their attitude before he appeared to them. He upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. They should have believed the testimony of others who saw Jesus. But what prevented the disciples from accepting the truth of the resurrection? With evidence mounting, how could they not accept it? The Gospels record several key barriers to their belief. First, their perception of Jesus was limited. The last time most of the disciples saw Jesus was when they abandoned him in the Garden of Gethsemane. When they had heard of his death, all hope was gone. They did not see the bigger picture. Thus, despair produced the hardness of their hearts as they were not expecting the resurrection. The second barrier to the resurrection was unbelief. This was due to a lack of faith as they tried to make sense of their situation by human means and understanding. The danger of unbelief entraps a person in a prison of faithlessness. They can only be freed by the power of truth. The third barrier is doubt. Many are guilty of thinking, "I'll believe it when I see it." Although we criticize Thomas for this attitude, the other disciples were just as guilty of the same attitude just a few days earlier. When Jesus appeared to Thomas, there was no reason for him to put his finger in the nail prints. Convicted, Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." When we truly see the risen Lord, doubt is replaced by worship. 2,000 years have passed since these events, yet much remains the same. The world is blinded to the truth and cannot see Jesus for who he really is. So how can the barriers of belief be removed? It requires a change of heart, change of mind, and a change of vision. And I believe the key is to have a 20/20 vision. This is taken from John 20, verse 20. Again, this 20/20 vision does not require a trip to the optometrist. This vision comes by trusting in Jesus through the Word of God. After Jesus revealed his scars, the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Furthermore, he pointed them to the Scriptures, beginning at Moses. The truth of Jesus changes lives. There is not enough evidence to convince the skeptic of the resurrection, but there is enough evidence for anyone who believes by faith. Those who trust in the Lord receive God's blessings, not because they have seen, but because they have believed. Trusting God is life-changing. When with courage and faith, we can live today in the power of the gospel, and returning to the upper room can make all the difference. Now, I want to thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.